folks. Welcome to my Travel Time podcast. Today, I'm talking to Nadine Thatcher-Swan. Nadine, recently appointed CEO of the Gisborne District Council in New Zealand. Welcome, Nadine.
Well, kia ora. Hello.
Yeah, good on you. So, Nadine, we probably are, particularly over in Australia, don't know a lot about Gisborne and about the east side of New Zealand. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the background to that area.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Gisborne is located on the east coast of the North Island. It's known as the first city in the world to see the sun. So the sun rises here first. We have a district size of about 8,300 square kilometres, so we're quite a reasonably sized district, and about 45,000 odd people in our population. We have the highest number of Māori language speakers, so Māori people are the indigenous people of New Zealand, or the first people in New Zealand, and so relative to other places around New Zealand, we also have the highest population, so it's about a 50-50 split between Māori and non-Māori in our region.
Yeah, and that's your own background?
That's my own background, yep. So I was born and bred in Gisborne, so it's, my parents are from here, great-grandparents, you know, as far back as I can remember.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've recently been made the CEO there. Can you tell us a little bit about your own background?
Yep, so I went off to university in Wellington and kind of knew I was wanted to do something kind of managing my own self or being the boss of my own self in some way. And did a few degrees down there, mainly in education initially, and but I got a job in the science sector and was working with new technologies and business startups, and so I decided to do an MBA. And initially the plan was that we would get a vineyard and move to Gisborne and make wine and make lots and lots of money.
Fantastic.
In fact, we lost lots and lots of money acquiring a vineyard.
Right.
And but we ended up coming home, and so I did kind of have the sense too that I having worked in other jobs in central government that I wanted to work for the council if I moved to Gisborne, because council is like one of the biggest employers in the region.
Yes.
And I did at a point say I wanted to be eventually the chief executive of the council, and so I started here in 2009.
Yes.
And as a second tier manager, the first female manager on the executive team, and then was appointed this year as the chief executive.
Yeah, fantastic. And what are some of the major opportunities and challenges that are facing the district and the council?
So, I mean, I guess in terms of the district, we have high levels of deprivation and unemployment, although we have jobs. So we have, we know we've got about 5,000 jobs being created over the next 10 years, but we struggle to fill the jobs. And so we're ending up having to bring people from out of district in.
Mm.
But we also have a low rate paying base. So our income is about $80 million per annum, of which about 60% of that we get in rates.
Yeah.
And we really struggle to be able to afford to maintain what we've got as well as pay for beautiful things to have in the future. So we have some kind of real economic issues that as a Gisborne District Council we have a fundamental role in trying to attract businesses here and provide a good regulatory framework so that businesses can thrive and flourish, and therefore we can create jobs and etc. So from an external perspective we have those kind of economic challenges. Internally, I've had a substantial turnover in staff our last results, I think we were at 27% turnover, and a lot of them were at the exec in the upper levels. So I've been focused on trying to stabilise the organisation through initially a structure change, and then moving through into some interventions around, or initiatives around, culture and customer service ethos improvement.
Yes.
So we've traditionally worked in silos, and there have been the there's quite a large aged workforce in the organisation, and we usually lose our younger generation.
Yes.
Because they're quite transient anyway, we don't expect them to stay in the Gisborne district. They kind of like to go out to the city and then they'll come back later, like me.
Yes.
So our challenges are trying to, like, working with a very long history of behaviours and ways of doing things in council is quite difficult, but I think the opportunity is we have this rich wealth of institutional knowledge and people that are completely entrenched and passionate about Gisborne.
Yes.
That I think one of my key roles will be to tap into that passion and talent and get them excited about good customer service for the region.
Yes. Yes. And you sent me a lovely document you'd put together about creating a flatter organisation, and with the theme of together. What was the Maori word for that again?
Yeah, so the Maori word is piritahi, and it's really special. Like, it's piritahi initially means like someone being stuck on something.
Right.
But we've used it in the sense about being together.
Yes.
So we call it Tairawhiti Piritahi, which is we are working together as staff, but also together with the community to get things done. And so that's what I've based the whole, when I put my reorganisation proposal out, it wasn't called a restructure, it was called my piritahi proposal, which was about working collaboratively and being connected.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. It's a beautiful document too. So Nadine, I first met you several years ago on one of my leadership programs, and I've been coaching you now for about 18 months. So I was wondering, what is your views about leadership, or what is one of your key insights about being a leader?
Yeah, I think one of the things I'm really strong is recognising that leadership exists in all parts of the organisation, in all parts of the organisation, and that it's about... my role is appointed into a leadership position is to bring out the best in others and to align the resources that I have that's to deliver on that, that being staff or others. But it is really, I truly believe in terms of leadership in an organisation now is about that whole human people side of things and really working through others to get things done. And that's a big challenge for me, especially having kind of come from a place where my grandmother used to say, if you can't do it well, don't do it at all.
Yes.
Or else they'll take over and do it themselves. And so I had tended to kind of jump in and do things for people, but now actually recognising that time is so precious that you really cannot afford to be. It's about bringing out the best in people, because that's the only way you're going to get the best quality work done, and working through them to deliver.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've been sharing, you have heaps of ideas about things you want to do. So, look, I want to wish you all the best, and thanks very much for talking to me.
No worries. Thank you.